There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Seven after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day Friday program. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn here to not be subordinate. They are, as a matter of fact, especially Jennifer, very insubordinate. However, they add to the conversation. The snow load continues as the weekend weather in the Northeast from Michigan through the Ohio Valley, Pennsylvania, New York, New England, another 8 to 12 inches of snow coming, the Valentine snow, which will bring the total up to 8 feet plus, just straight 8 feet of snow on the ground around the farm. And we look at some of the, I sent pictures to Kenny, who's going to post them at facebook.com/goodday and also at dougsteffen.com. So, Kenny, I haven't asked you yet today, what's the big hooch on our Facebook pages? What are people most concerned about as the week comes to an end?
Well, I don't know how concerned they are, but a lot of comments still about Brian Williams.
Yeah, enough.
Can I ask you a question about the snow?
Well, yeah, you're talking to me?
Yes, I have a question about that snow before we
move too far
forward.
Yes,
okay, because, you know, admittedly, born and raised in L.A., so when you have 8 feet, how long do you think that's going to take for the ground to actually show?
August.
I would say, well, it depends on whether we have an early spring. There are those forecasters who are suggesting that a month from now the temperatures will be in the 50s and 60s. Because the whatever the cycle is, and I don't remember whether it's La Nina or El Nino, that pushes the jet stream in the air and all of that stuff.
Lots of rain is El Nino. Dry
yeah, okay.
is La Nina.
Is that what it is? Okay, so it's El Nino then that causes precipitation. The jet stream is in an erratic position this spring. I'm sorry, this winter. And so it's created this sort of, I don't want to use the term vortex, but it really is a vortex. I don't know. Why did they stop using the term polar vortex? What happened to that? Why did that go away?
I think we laughed at them too much.
I think that was just that one particular phenomenon.
Oh, really? Well, the phenomenon here, what's a good name for the weather phenomenon in the Northeast?
Probably something we can't say on the radio.
I'm guessing that's the case. So anyway, the weather is something that a lot of people are just, it's just frustrating because you can't there's no place to put the snow anymore.
I heard a news report this morning, and they were, asking people on the street about, what they thought about all the snow. And you hear a couple of people go, somebody's got to do something about this.
What are you going to do about
it? Yeah, somebody does.
What are you going to call God?
I did something about it. I got in the car and drove away.
Right.
About the smartest thing.
It's just so funny how people are dependent on somebody to do something for them about it. It's the weather. It's snow.
Now, I'd heard they were actually scooping it into the rivers and lakes. Is that true?
Well, they're dumping it into the rivers and lakes.
And they've borrowed two snow melters from New York City where they can do like 300.
Yeah, those are cool. Oh, have you seen those?
They are
really cool. It's a great big machine. It looks like an asphalt paver, but it it's all propane, and the bottom of the vehicle is all gas jets. And the flames they're warm enough to melt the snow, but not warm enough to melt the macadam. So it melts the snow. Around where I live in the East, Shoppers World, some of these big malls, they have, because they have no place to put the snow, and it would cost them, it's $160 a load usually to transfer a truckload, a 10-wheeler of snow. So what they do is they put it all in a big parking lot, and they have that machine standing there, and they just melt it. They just throw it, they have a bucket loader, and they just push it in under it, and it melts it, and then it goes into the sewer system and plugs that up.
Right.
So,
and that's the other problem is, the water has to go somewhere, and flooding is always, whenever around here, whenever we get a foot of snow, there's always flooding afterwards. And you know, the other thing I was thinking about with this, the people that are really getting it in the shorts, is the snowplow contractors. Because you contract with a shopping center, and the shopping center pays you X amount of dollars for that year, whether it snows 1 inch
or, not.
Or 4 feet. And so those guys are really working, and they're losing money big time, I'm sure, this year.
Yeah, big, big time. All right, so in a moment, we're going to look at the way the United Nations wants to get at the heart of ISIS. The United Nations not involved in any military activity, but they've got an idea to cut these guys off at the shorts. Let's see if their idea is better than military action. It's coming up here on Good Day.
Not all barbecues are the same. Not all guitar licks are the same. Not all motor oils are the same either. Valvoline Full Synthetic, high mileage with MaxLite technology, actually is different. It's the superior protection of synthetic for cars over 75,000 miles. But don't just believe us. See for yourself at seeadifference.com. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of Valvoline and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey,
Staples guy, my computer just died. Can you help?
Sure. Staples has laptops, tablets, smartphones, and even more online.
Setup, repair, support, antivirus.
Is it expensive?
It's not. We even have free recycling.
So I can bring in my desktop from 20 years ago?
Yep, bring it in.
How can I thank you?
We have thank you notes, chocolate, stickers, pen and pencil gifts. Make on budget happen, make up and running happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, save up to $220 on select HP laptops powered by Intel.
Offer valid through 2/14/15, in-store only while supplies last.
Wow, you look fabulous.
Thanks.
I mean, so refreshed.
Must be the free facial I earned during February at Rite Aid.
February?
Yeah, you can earn all these great rewards just by shopping at Rite Aid.
That sounds fab.
It's February at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from mini golf to beauty treatments to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through February 28th. Get shopping and start earning rewards today. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See RiteAid.com/February for details.
Did you pay to do your taxes this year? Or did you not pay to do your taxes because you filed them for free on TurboTax? And then you had some money to spend on something else, like a miniature train set, so you can give all your 2-inch-tall friends a ride to a tiny post office or something. Anyhow, how you do your taxes is up to you. But if you want to pay absolute zero, then hop on TurboTax.com and file your taxes for free. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing, like a capable of.
For simple U.S. returns only. Offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
Oh, ba da ba doop boop, bum bum. 13 after the hour, Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. So the United Nations wants to get ISIS, like pretty much the rest of the world, but they've got an interesting idea that includes cutting off shipment of illicit oil. The ISIS state has been stealing antiquities from Iraq and Syria and selling them. Excuse me, we all know
that's been happening since the invasion.
Yeah. And then the kidnapping for ransom. So the resolution passed yesterday by the United Nations Security Council threatens sanctions on any state that buys any of the oil from ISIS, any of the antiquities, if anybody is living, if they're private sales, if you live in X country and they find out about it, they want sanctions against that country, whoever it is. I'm guessing it's probably people living in some of the same countries that are buying the oil. Let's see here. What else does it call for? And the ransoming resolution reminded governments about not paying ransom for kidnapped individuals. UN sanctions bar any ransom payments to any terrorist organization. By the way, the Islamic State is supposedly taking in over $1 million a day by selling the oil and the antiquities and stuff like that. So is this something that has teeth? It will have teeth if the UN does more than they usually do. Usually the UN talks and doesn't do much.
Right.
In this circumstance, if they want to give the ISIS people a hard time, then they make sure that this is the underscore. I think that this, for me anyway, this has some merit, but you know, there's the president calling for
Well, that's what you're wondering. I mean, all of the UN countries have to get behind it for it to have any teeth.
Right, for it to work.
Right.
Absolutely. So, and do they have to, all of them vote for it? The Security Council has most of the upper end in terms of the membership. When I say upper end, the bigger countries, the more powerful countries, yada yada yada. And so by the way, with regard to the president's suggestion that when he goes to Congress he wants to get their authority, John Boehner says, and he says most Republicans agree, that in fact Mr. Obama's plan doesn't go far enough. We got to bomb them more. We got to have more troops on the ground. So the people who are saying to Mr. Obama, we don't want another war, what are they saying to Boehner? John McCain said that the president needed more flexibility than he had suggested in order to do more. I don't want more flexibility. Do you?
You know what? I'm tired of almost talking about it. Here's what I think we need to do. We need to either shut up and stop talking about it and just not get involved, or what I think is the better idea is we need to amp up the airstrikes, we need to put special forces on the ground, and we need to go in and take those people out. You can't tell me that we can't degrade them quickly and get out. There's no reason.
With all the firepower we have, what are we doing?
And the other thing that gets me is people say, well, we're war weary and the troops don't want to go, and I understand that. We are war weary as a country, but we're not facing another country where we're going to have to rebuild a government. This is an enemy that if we knock out, it's not going to make a darn bit of difference. We're not going to have to stay there and rebuild infrastructure.
Well, if we start bombing bridges and stuff like that again, then we have to rebuild that.
In and out. I think special forces are the key to this. Really, yeah, I do. You've got to be on the ground.
There was no details. There's no plan.
There's no plan.
There's no plan. All it is he wants, he wants permission to go in, and he doesn't have a plan.
Well,
so Boehner's like, how do we approve this?
And if you want to look at the politics of it, he also wants to end the power that George Bush had, that he's also been operating under, dropping those airstrikes in 2002. You have this order where you can go in and do what you want to do. He wants to end that. He wanted to put a 3-year expiration date on it. So politically, that's another thing he was looking at doing with this order.
All right. Well, there's a round robin discussion of what the options are. The bill dubbed Freedom, I love these government acts. Don't you listen to this? The Freedom to Export to Cuba Act is now before Congress, would end both the trade and travel embargoes placed against Cuba, while allowing American businesses to do business with Cuban citizens. The bill to end Cuba embargoes, introduced in the Senate, that's something that is practical. It's realistic. Makes a lot of sense.
They have no money.
It's good for everybody, everybody, everybody. It's interesting. It's a bipartisan, bipartisan group of senators.
Who has any money down there to be able to buy anything?
Don't they make like $17 a month or something?
Right. Didn't we just do a story yesterday?
We talked about the Netflix going down there for $7 a month. I'm talking about there's a 1% down there, too. The people involved in government that have basically got ownership of everything, that's something.
Right. So you have a couple of thousand people who can buy stuff.
Yeah, well.
Maybe 10,000 people who can buy stuff.
Well, so that's a place to start. What's wrong with that? You want to be one of them?
I wouldn't take my company and move it down there or work real hard, spend a lot of money to get my goods down there for the small percentage of people who can buy.
I think I can see the headlines now. Cuba, new home to Radio America.
That's
American talk show hosts go down to enjoy the luxury of living in Cuba.
And bienvenidos on
Radio America. Yeah, that's right. Bienvenidos. Bienvenidos yourself. Same to you, pal.
Nachos, tacos.
20 after the hour on Good Day.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI Advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License to all 50 states and the number 3030.
Hi, Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Love this.
I know.
You're gonna love.
Watch out, he's gonna sing.
I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden. Along with the
I'll let her sing. Crank it up, Richie.
Thank you.
There's who is this? One Hit Wonder Time. Contest is open now.
When you take it,
call us at 888-302-3684 if you know who this lady is singing Rose Garden. She was born in Grand Forks, North Dakota.
I never promised you a rose garden.
I find it impossible that she is a one-hit wonder.
One-hit pop wonder. She's not in country. Had dozens of stuff, but only this is, remember, we
see, that's the thing we need to keep reminding everybody now is that now we've been doing this for months and months and months. So now we're kind of digging down into the songs where they are big stars somewhere else, but when it comes to the pop rock charts,
yeah,
they've only had one hit.
Yep. This was a very big song. It's short. I remember playing it. It was during this week, 1970. And let's be jolly. So if you know who this artist is, you'll dial us at 888-302-3684. One hit in the pop single category. You qualify for a trip to the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs, Colorado, which we'll give away next month. So you want to get in on that, you'll dial this with the name of this lady at 888-302-DOUG. I love this song. I've always loved this song. For whatever reason, my first job in radio was playing country music, and this lady was a big part of it. But this, it's just one of those feel-good sounding. You listen to the lyrics, and the most pleasant story, but the way it's presented is great. Come on, Richie, one more time. Look before you leave. Singing when she was six. She and her family moved to Sacramento Valley in California. She had her first success, winning over 700 trophies as an equestrian. She was a big rider at horse shows as a youngster and still is, even though she's on the older side of things at the moment. She was the star of a local TV show called The Country Caravan. Sang on that when she was a youngster.
Cute.
She was discovered in Nashville at an informal hotel sing-along with Merle Haggard and Freddie Hart. Would you start to say, Jen?
No, I said that's cute. The Country Caravan, is that what it was called?
Yeah, it was cute. Very cute. Come on, Richie, play it again.
Oh, you want it one more time? Here we go.
Now, let's see here. 1967, she toured and performed with Lawrence Welk.
The Bubble Machine.
That's it, right. The record producer didn't want her to record this because he thought it should be sung by a man.
Really?
Clive Davis stepped in and demanded that she record it. It became the number one country song, number one pop song, stayed there, sold 4 million copies around the world. This is the days when pop songs come out, 45s, go to the store and buy them.
Clive Davis, he's got that magic touch everywhere, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
That guy's amazing.
Many top country hits after Rose Garden, but never another smash pop hit. So, who is this lady? Let's go to Paul first. Hi, Paul. Welcome to Good Day, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
That's good. Hope you're doing well as well. So, who is this lady?
Connie Francis.
Connie Francis, pretty good guess. She's also a country singer that popped over into the pop genre, but she's not the one. Thanks for the try. Cassie, how are you doing today?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Who is this lady?
Lynn Anderson.
Lynn Anderson. You remember this song?
I do. My mother used to play it all the time.
I do. Your mother. I do. All right. You've qualified for our drawing for the trip to the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs. Congratulations. Thank you very much.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Have you ever seen your cat sitting on your bed, sofa, or other soft area, alternately lifting one front paw, then the other, over and over again? This ritual may go on for minutes at times, and Kitty may appear to be in a trance, staring at nothing in particular. Have you ever wondered what Kitty is doing, marching in place but absolutely going nowhere? This behavior is called kneading or trampling and is actually rooted in your cat's kittenhood. Kittens kneed on the mama cat's belly as part of the nursing process. Kneading serves to alert mama that the baby is hungry and actually helps stimulate the milk production. Very often when I'm lying in bed and my cat's around, they'll come over and kneed on my chest. They're not getting any milk, but at the bottom line is they are feeling more secure and less stressed out. It takes them back to the earlier days when they were with their litter mates, and mom was there, and they were able to kneed on mom to get that food. So the next time the cat's kneading on your chest, I know it hurts. Don't shoo him away. Give him a pat on the head. Tell him you love him, and I promise you, he'll outgrow it in no time at all. Maybe. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Want to rekindle that flame with the missus? Repeat after me. Honey, I'm going to stock up on motor oil.
Oh, yeah.
Because 5 quarts of Castrol Conventional and a Napa Silver Filter are just $21.99. Trust us, it works. And if it doesn't, which it may not, okay, it won't. $21.99 is still a great deal on oil. Conquer the job with Napa know-how. General States pricing. Sale prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 2/28/15.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use it directed.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting Freeze Dried Diced Turkey and Ham from Mountain House. The gold standard and long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guys No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guys February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Friday the 13th on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, raise your hand if you're happy it's Friday.
Yay!
Yay! Yay, yay, yay. All right, so let's see what's smart. I'm going to turn things over to Jennifer for a moment because she's going to have something that will make your toes curl. The government is at it again, and this time it's you, and you who are affected by what they're planning. Jen?
Yeah, well, if you are one of the people that don't clean out their email inbox, and I'm guilty of this, sometimes I keep stuff as reminders or whatever, the federal government can read any email that is more than 6 months old without getting a warrant first. Because, you know, they can get your email, but they have to have a warrant. So now this little bit of fine print says, hey, if your emails are more than 6 months old, they can go right in and get it. It's ambiguous language in a communications law passed in 1986 that extends the Fourth Amendment protections against unreasonable search and seizure that are in question here. The language known as the 180-day rule allows government officials to treat any emails, text messages, or documents stored on remote servers, known as, you know, the cloud, as abandoned. Therefore, they're accessible using administrative subpoena power, which is probably not the most legal thing ever. It's, you know, circumvents.
Really? The government wants to do something illegally?
Yeah.
So they still need a subpoena, or they don't need a subpoena.
Administrative subpoena, which is, it's not.
It's a phone call.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. That's a phone call.
Even deleted files, by the way, they're fair game, as long as copies exist in the cloud on that third-party server.
Are
somewhere.
They getting them out of the cloud, or they get them?
If you, you know, now that's the danger now, that everything is going to the cloud. It's great because you don't lose anything, but at the same time, that stuff sits up there, and you have to be really careful. If it's not getting if it's deleted on your computer but not in the cloud, it's fair game for the government to pick up.
Really? Ugh. How is it that we fall for all of this?
I'm telling you. Be the small needle in the big haystack.
And if you're in Kansas, by the way, you have a good guy out there. There's a Republican representative. His name is Kevin Yoder, and he's in Kansas. And he's leading the efforts in the House of Representatives to update this law and protect people from this.
All right. Next up, a story at DougStephan.com today. Yet another football player found dead. And it looks like chronic brain injury is the reason. Former quarterback from San Diego State, Jesse Freitas, was found dead in his car. He was 63, drafted by San Diego in the sixth round in 1974.
This has to be one of Fred Dreyer's friends. He went to San Diego State, too, and he's about the same age.
About that age, isn't he?
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit older than that. He was playing the game at a time when quarterbacks were not well protected, both by equipment and the rules. And because of his history of depression and other mental illnesses, his family has agreed to let investigators test his brain for chronic traumatic encephalopathy. Is that right? Encephalopathy? I think that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's apparently something that's common among athletes, especially football players, wrestlers, soccer players, people who've had repeated head trauma, hockey players in that list as well. The symptoms of this are depression, being unstable emotionally, and as you get older, you have more struggles dealing with life. He had bipolar stuff. He got himself into bad situations. He was always fighting, that kind of stuff. So at some point, somebody's got to be ringing the bell here. More and more and more of these cases showing up all the time. And the people who play these games and the people who run the NFL and the people who send their children to play are in denial. Total denial.
I don't think they are.
No.
How come
parents let their kids play football?
I think you're going to see football fade away in the next 30 years.
Yeah. I think that's been something people have been talking about. How many people die in the meantime? The $1 million settlement, or no, it was $100 million. The first settlement was $75 million with the NFL, and then they said, no, that's not enough. You got to give us more. So there was $100 million in that settlement to take care of families and stuff after these guys die.
It doesn't have to be a dramatically violent sport. I mean, the thing is that the NFL has created these new violent, harder-hitting rules. If you play football for the sport's sake and not so much wham-bam, you know, thinking that we're feeding this need for violence in our culture, we could actually have a fun sport that kids could still play and it wouldn't have to disappear.
The NFL is trying to protect people, but in doing so, they're trying to protect players' brains and their melon, they're taking out knees, hips, all kinds of other things that are going on now because you're not allowed to ring somebody in their head. You have to tackle low instead of high, and then boom, guy's in there for 2 years and then he's got a blown out knee and he's done.
Yeah. Apple this week announced it was worth $700 billion.
Mm.
It's called by stock analysts a, quote, screaming buy. So this is a case where the stock price, let's see, it's only $122 this week, $122.02 earlier in the week. And by the way, 60% rise in the stock in this past year. If you're not buying Apple, you're crazy. You need to buy Apple. I remember, was it Google or something I bought?
I can barely afford to buy an Apple.
Really?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, but there are a lot of there are a lot of financial planners that put, you know, people that don't know anything about stocks. You should buy Mark Sheinbaum. He used to be on this program all the time, Richie.
Yeah.
A stock trader and expert in this. He said you got to stick to the basics. Stick to the ones that are on everybody's mind. If you want long term growth, you want a quick hit. You got to be a day trader and you got to be really smart. You got to know when to get in and out, and most people don't know how to do that.
$126.46.
So it's up $4 bucks since Tuesday. Yep. Yeah, there you go. And it'll keep going up. That's very cheap for what they're all about. I think that's cheap. Cheap. Especially when you see some of these other stocks that are $400, $500, $700 for some of them. Imagine the stock price for one.
Google is like $400 bucks now, right?
More. I think it's more than that.
Let's see what Google is.
Berkshire Hathaway stock, which is Warren Buffett's company, if you want to buy a share in that, last time I checked, it was $6,400 a share. $6,400.
Google is $542.93.
Is that okay? Been up as high as $700. Yep. Nominate a young volunteer for $10,000 in potential scholarships. The Cold Care Scholarship Program is now accepting nominations through the 13th of next month. Oh, a month from today. It is a Friday. It'll be another Friday the 13th next month. Bunga bunga. So anyway, as far as Kohl's is concerned, visit ColesKids.com for details. Nominate a youngster today for up to $10,000 in scholarships. Not like winning Powerball this week. What was that? Final figure was $546 million?
Somewhere around there, yeah.
Divvying up among the, did they all three of the parties come forward?
I don't think any of them come forward.
I thought the guy in Texas came
forward. They're lawyering up now.
Yeah. Of course they are, yeah. And finding a straw to go get the money. If they're smart anyway. 20 minutes before the hour, this is a good day.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Get the Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale and save on the latest hardwood flooring trends. This week at 3/4-inch solid pre-finished oak hardwood for $229, and all Bellawood floors are on sale. Save up to $500 and get a transferable 100-year warranty. Or get laminate from 49 cents, including up to 50% off our thickest and best laminates. Plus more deals on bamboo from $179 and pre-finished hardwood from $169 and 18-month special financing. These deals won't last, so get to the Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
On the most romantic day of the year, nearly 1 in 5 will give the gift of jewelry for Valentine's Day. While there are lots of gift choices to consider, finding the right piece is easier than you think. Amanda Gizzi with Jewelers of America offers some sound advice.
Give a gift to fine jewelry that speaks to her style. Personalized pieces with engravings, gemstones, or monograms are meaningful gifts that will be cherished. If the woman in your life loves to stay up to date with the latest fashions, choose ear climbers with diamonds, pearls, or gemstones. For guys, choose a bold watch. Every time he looks down to check the time, you'll be on his mind.
Any other good tips?
The key to finding the perfect gift is to know where to shop. Always be sure to shop with a well-established jeweler, one who's a member of a professional trade association like Jewelers of America. Then you'll have the knowledge and assistance of a trusted professional.
For more information about fine jewelry and a list of professional jewelers near you, visit JIC.org. I'm Bob Thibault for the Consumer Radio Network.
All right, 16 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Jennifer Horn, after I bring you my television story.
Yes.
Sling TV. Does anybody know what that is?
Yeah.
Like a sling box,
yeah,
right?
Sling box, yeah.
What is that? How does it work?
It's like a Roku dish thing.
Sling box lets you access your cable box and your recordings from anywhere you are. Right. So you can watch stuff off your DVR when you're traveling.
But you used to have Dish now, and now you don't have to.
Slingbox, it can be used with cable or satellite.
That's what Slingbox, Sling TV is.
Oh, Sling TV is different.
It's from the same people. It basically gives you the chance to get ESPN and some other channels independently from cable or from
Dish. Dish is
for $20 a month.
Right. Right. ESPN is one of the providers there. And AMC also, I think.
And BBC Channel, a Sundance TV, that sort of thing. Jennifer is an expert in this because her family business is all about the cable business. And that's why she does the television report, because she's so schmat.
Schmat.
So what do we have? A couple of interesting items here, it looks like, today,
Let's
Jen.
Let's start with The Sopranos, because I remember way, 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 way back, Dougie, you used to like The Sopranos a lot, right?
It got a little violent for me.
All right, well.
I was intrigued by mostly Gandolfini's character.
The answer here was just yes, I liked it.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Well,
yes,
do you remember Drea De Matteo? She was an alum from The Sopranos. Well, she's set to guest star on an upcoming episode of the ABC series Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Kind of fun. That's according to the TV Guide. She's going to play Carla Faye Gideon, a gifted woman who has an axe to grind against the S.H.I.E.L.D. team. James Franco, also in the news, he's set to headline a brand new Hulu series. Now, this one sounds really cool.
Hulu's developing its own TV shows?
Oh, they sure are, yeah. And Hulu's
Netflix is? Good God, look at all these people.
Amazon. Amazon. Don't forget them. Hulu has commissioned J.J. Abrams and Stephen King to work together on this new series.
Out.
How cool is that? James Franco is set to star, and this is all based upon Stephen King's best-selling novel from 2011 called 11-22-63. The series of the same name that tells the story of a high school English teacher who travels back in time to prevent the assassination of President John F. Kennedy.
Finds a closet that takes him back to 1963.
Right? Things get complicated quickly thanks to Lee Harvey Oswald. Now, this one gives me goosebumps. I think it's going to be good. I don't know. The Librarians, also in the news. That's a good show. TNT's renewed the breakout drama adventure for a second season.
What's it about?
I don't know. Librarians.
Noah Wiley's in it, right?
I think so, yeah. Have you watched it yet, Ken?
I've seen bits and pieces. It's kind of like it's Indiana Jones-esque.
Number two series,
Secret Magic.
Supposedly the best, one of the two best new series this year.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of buzz about it. Noah Wiley stars Dean Devlin. It's kind of cool. We'll have to check it out on Netflix. Maybe I'll do that this weekend. Now, speaking of this weekend, Ducky, SNL has their big 40th anniversary special that is bursting at the seams with talent. It was scheduled to be 3 hours. They've now bumped it up to a 3.5 hour special. So pretty much you can just settle in for the whole night. They've got so many people joining them. Dan Aykroyd, Alec Baldwin, Robert De Niro, Kanye West, Betty White, Kristen Wiig. Oh, my gosh. George Carlin.
Kanye West discovered Betty White, didn't he?
I think so, yeah. I'm pretty sure. He discovers anything that's good.
He was quoted as saying yesterday that he made Paul relevant again.
Oh, yeah, because Paul needed his help. The special airs, if you want to set your DVR, this Sunday from 8 to 11:30 p.m. on NBC. Now, speaking of that SNL special, Dougie, there's a new documentary that's out called Saturday Night Live, and it's going to be, it's called Live from New York, and it's going to be directed by Bao Nguyen. It's going to open the Tribeca Film Festival on April 15th.
Yeah, it looks like good stuff.
Yeah.
In a moment, we give you the update on where ISIS is being attacked by everybody, but now they've decided to turn and attack a town. And we'll tell you that story in just a moment here on Good Day. Updated.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits. A tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita soft baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, mourn and win.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
All right, so there's a town close to al-Baghdadi where our Marines are training Iraqi troops about 50 miles away. The ISIS, I love it, they call these people, they come up with all different kinds of names, Islamic State insurgents. Anyway, they've attacked and taken over al-Baghdadi. So if we were thinking that all of this discussion, the UN, they wanted to make sanctions, we're going to bomb the hell out of them, whatever it is, that hasn't stopped them. They're out there, they're basically standing up and giving everybody the finger, or thumbing their nose, or both, and that may be crude, but that's basically what they're doing, or turning around and showing you their butts. That's crude as well, but that's kind of what's going on here. There are 320 Marines in the area training the 7th Division of the Iraqi Army, but these they're not attacking the base. I don't want people to misunderstand that. They're attacking the town that's near it, and apparently they've succeeded today in taking it over. So that's and yet the UN and the SAG, I mean, all this is conversation. Meanwhile, the Republicans and Democrats are fighting about how the Obama thing is going to affect it. We're going to give him enough power. We're not going to give him enough. Boehner says not enough teeth in this, so the Republicans aren't going to vote for it. It's dead on arrival. So what are we doing? What are we get? How are we going to get rid of these guys?
They're very sit there and laugh at us because it takes us 3 years to pass a law.
It's a joke
that we can do anything to them.
That's why they're attacking this other community, this other city, because we're a joke. They just keep going along their way, doing what they want.
We are not nimble at all when it comes to military response.
BuzzBox Coffee, the official coffee of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Special gift to family members or loved ones who sign up for Valentine's Day. Call 866-456-7805 or go to DougSteffen.com and get the coffee that Jennifer drinks and loves. BuzzBox Coffee. You can go to anybody who's had BuzzBox. There's not anybody who'll tell you it's bad. They'll tell you it's good, it's yummy, you love the smell, love the taste. So give it to somebody for Valentine's Day. 866-456-7805 or at DougSteffen.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Is here from bestfares.com to talk to us about two things, the deals that are good for you coming up this week. He's got his website, bestfares.com, loaded up with all kinds of things that will apply to Doug Steffen Good Day listeners. Just go to DougSteffen.com, click on Tom's picture in the contributors box. That's how you'll find the deals. You'll go through those in a minute. Plus, I'm going to share the story of my son's experience on Spirit Airlines, the airline that has no reason for being, in just a moment here on Good Day.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Spring is closer than you think. Sam Adams Cold Snap is back.
Oh, that's really nice.
It's got a lot of flavor.
It says springtime.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's very smooth. Cold Snap is light and refreshing.
So this beer has 10 different ingredients. They have this really nice, complex spice and fruit flavor to it.
Wow.
It's got a lot going on.
Yeah, I like the name, too, Cold Snap. It's like you're kind of snapping out of that season.
Yeah, this is my kind of beer. Crisp, refreshing, and refreshing is the best word. Delicious.
Sam Adams Cold Snap. Enjoy it while it's here.
Bust beer. Bust a mask. We're sponsored.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey,
Staples guy, my computer just died. Can you help?
Sure. Staples has laptops, tablets, smartphones, and even more online.
Setup, repair, support, antivirus.
Is it expensive?
It's not. We even have free recycling.
So I can bring in my desktop from 20 years ago?
Yep, bring it in.
How can I thank you?
We have thank you notes, chocolate, stickers, pen and pencil gifts.
Make on budget happen, make up and running happen. Staples, make more happen.
Now at Staples, save up to $220 on select HP laptops powered by Intel.
Offer valid through 2/14/15, in-store only while supplies last.
Tom Parsons with us here on Good Day. Richie and Kenny and Jennifer and I I'll have our stories to tell about our travel woes. My son was going to fly to Dallas this week to meet me as I'm driving across country. I didn't stop to see you because I didn't get in there too late, and I left early, so you were not on my stop list. At any rate, Spirit, as a real interesting way of gouging its customers. They have low prices. You go online and you buy a ticket from Best Fares or Expedia or Priceline or any of the budget ticket agencies. And there's apparently a caveat, little in the fine print. If you don't buy this directly from Spirit, you are automatically put on our waiting list. So my son shows up at the airport at LAX to go to Dallas. There are 54 people standing there who have bought a ticket. They can't get on the plane because the plane is full. And apparently Spirit just does this. They don't have any. They sell as many tickets as they can to all of their flights. And if you show up and you're not somebody that's bought it from Spirit directly and you're on the standby list, you get a credit for $200 or whatever the price of the ticket is, and that's it. Can you and the complaints against them, there are tens of thousands of complaints against. How does the government let these people operate this way, Tom?
Well, Spirit's been around. They've been in a lot of trouble with the government before. They look for every loophole there is in the book, and they stay to a very grayness of the law. The seat assignment's kind of important on Spirit, and they really throw that in your face. Now, you are allowed to go on the line and get a seat 24 hours before departure, but like you were saying, if the seats are completely sold out, you are going to be at the mercy of them. They have no interlining agreement. What that means, like American, Delta, United, and U.S. Airways and others, if they oversold, they do have to pay you money, but they also they can put you on another carrier at no cost to you. And then for every so many hours, if it's 2 hours, they got to give you this. If it's 4 hours, they have to give you up to $1,300 in cash. Spirit rules, and it's usually based on the price of your ticket, and they sell cheap tickets. They also have other airlines that sort of hide their baggage, roller bag fees. They were one of the first to do that. And again, if you don't prepay for it and you try to pay at the gate, find out you got to pay to carry your bag on an airplane, it will be a $100 bill. They will let you go back through security and pay only $50, but that if you're running tight on time, you're going to be stuck paying $100. They have a seat assignment. They have a $1.99 soda pop fee, and they just work on the misery of fee.
Of being miserable. Well, as I said, I want to have people know how horrible they are and not
also their
money.
Seats, you would love their seats, too. They do not pitch back. There is no button to push. And they're, instead of being an average of 31 inches, with a pitch, with a button, theirs is all 28 inches.
Great.
So you lose 3 inches.
All right, what's the best deal of the week at bestfares.com for Good Day Listeners?
Well, I mean, you were saying you were in Dallas. Ever since the Right Amendment, remember that nasty thing with
Southwest? Yeah, right. Southwest couldn't use, we got 15 seconds.
Has now added since last October up until this April 30 nonstop flights out of Dallas, and cities like Seattle are coming in at $198.
So that's out of Love Field, right?
So yeah, that's probably one of the.
That's a big deal. Southwest at Love Field. If you're in that area, help yourself.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.